This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, June 9th. Well, we had the grain markets in general coming out of the weekend sharply higher, and that was based on a forecast for more warm and dry conditions across the Midwest and across the Northern Plains. But that's about all we got for the beginning of the week. As we came into the day session, the market came under some pretty significant selling pressure, led by the Minneapolis contract. The hard red spring wheat contract getting a huge amount of selling in throughout the day session as the forecast started to bring in much more rain across the Dakotas. Now that was the GFS model, and that is the free model to the general public. And the private forecasters, the European model, the Canadian model, did not have that kind of rain for the Northern Plains. Well, it looks like so far the GFS is winning that battle, as we've had pretty significant rain across North Dakota over the last couple evenings and, well, last couple days in general. South central North Dakota, right around Bismarck, getting a ton of rain, a lot of thunderstorms, and that's moving to the southeast part of North Dakota as well. Of course, that stretches into Minnesota and across Iowa. Even the Canadian prairies get a nice shot of rain. Some spots of eastern Montana getting some good rain. So, despite the ongoing drought and subsoil moisture that is almost virtually non-existent, getting just enough rain in a lot of areas to keep this crop alive and keeping yield prospects fairly respectable. So the Minneapolis market had a huge key reversal on Monday. We didn't get a lot of follow-through on Tuesday, but the night session coming into Wednesday, getting another round of selling pressure. So we're definitely coming off of those major spike highs from Monday. We're down to the gap from last week on the Minneapolis futures, and my guess is you'll probably catch here and find a little bit of support, but for most likely you've seen the high in the Minneapolis market, at least for the near term. Now, when you look at corn and soybeans, you know, there too, you had a big day up on Monday, well, Sunday night and the night session coming into Monday, with soybeans getting back to the highs from mid-May on the September and the deferred contracts. So it looks like you have a pretty well-defined double top going on there right now. They haven't had a lot of follow-through to the downside. Monday, we close at the low of the day. Excuse me, that was basically unchanged, just slightly lower. So you had that spike high and then a lower close. The same thing with corn, where you know you gapped higher and the front month old crop couldn't hold it, ended up lower on the day. The new crop still managed to hold the gaps. And so it was quite a different type of chart formation from old crop to new crop. Now this morning on the night session, we're looking at more pressure coming in, trying to fill the gaps on corn, not quite getting that done on those new crop positions. So it's a chart formation that if you get some follow through to the downside, I think it's going to confirm double tops in soybeans and probably some failures, some gap failures on corn. For wheat, you know, it was the Minneapolis market that went into new highs in the first place. It's giving us a pretty good indication that that high is in. And for the winter wheats, of course, we never even got close to the old highs. We're in the middle of harvest. Even though there have been some delays, there's some quality concerns, you're still in the middle of harvest. You're looking at boomer yields, pretty much record yields for Kansas. And even across, once you get up into Nebraska, and the weather conditions have been quite good. And eastern Colorado started out dry. They've had quite a bit of rain over the last month or so. So that's those rains are bringing the crop home and keeping those yield potential high. The northern plains, Montana primarily, looking at some very good yield potential there too across the Golden Triangle. So there are the dry spots. There have been some spotty rains, you know, kind of keeping things together. And I think that's why you've seen the markets come well off their highs. You know, we are in the midst of a long-term demand-driven bull market, and we're throwing some weather at it, and that's spiking things higher. But now we're getting some rains and pop-up rains, too, across much of Iowa. That's taking the edge off of that bullishness, and it's at least keeping yield potential together for corn and beans across the Midwest, at least for now. Now, the southern and eastern Midwest, they're fine. In fact, probably too much rain in some areas. But it's that western, that northwestern corner, which is a huge production area. That's Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota. That is huge. And that's, it's subsoil, again, still is very, very dry there. But you've been getting these rains that have kept the topsoil fine. The crop looks good. The crop condition ratings holding fine in there, so that it's not giving the market a reason to take that next leg up. And as long as we see rain in the forecast, and as long as pop-up showers are happening across much of that region, it's difficult to keep the market going higher. So my guess is that we're probably going to see this market pull down, get another leg down similar to the first one that we had off the highs from May, and that will take us down into late June. So we've got another supply-demand report coming up tomorrow that'll give us some direction, but it's the plantings and stocks report at the end of June that will be the primary driver, where the market expects that we'll probably see some shifting of acres from soybeans over to corn. And I think that's why soybeans have held their own here fairly well. So right at the moment, you know, the price action in the grain space is primarily about corn and soybeans, and that's why we spend so much time talking about it, even though this is a wheat podcast. And speaking of wheat, when we look at around the world at the FOB offers, Russian FOB offers at 261 were up 3 on the week. U.S. offers at 285 for hard red winter wheat was up 1. Soft red was up 9 at 291. France was down 4 at 253. Argentina down 3 at 282. So had quite a mix on world FOB offers from last week. We see that Russian exporters have been pretty reluctant to offer much on new crop because of the export tax. There's just so much uncertainty as to what the tax will be from week to week. Russian farmers are slow sellers, partly because of the tax, but also partly because they didn't have a great crop last year and they've got extra storage space and waiting to see just what the tax impact will be. We're also looking at some dry conditions across much of Russia's spring wheat region. That's been an on and off situation since early spring, where planting has been slow because of dry conditions. They've had some rain, but now it's turned dry again. This is across much of the Volga and the Siberia region in the western part of Russia, which is big spring wheat country. That is not going to be exported, but it certainly will pull on total Russian wheat supply. So we see Russian wheat production estimates just starting to ratchet lower. It'll be interesting to see what USDA does with that tomorrow. So basically, the bottom line for wheat in the broader grain space is that we see rains coming across key dry areas. That is certainly taking the wind out of the sail of the spring wheat market and kind of stalled out the corn and soybean markets. My guess is that we'll continue lower here for the next few weeks until we get into that plantings report, which will give us pretty much the final stamp, at least until we get into the later months of the calendar year. So that's what the trade's going to be looking at. And again, these are pretty important numbers because there's a general feeling that there was a significant shift of acres from soybeans to corn, and that could significantly change the dynamics of both of those markets. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.